Blog Talk Radio.
If it's smooth jazz, then the Jazz Queen and Mike Reynolds are talking about it on Talking Smooth Jazz, your place for all things smooth. Artist.
Hello, Brian. Welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Hello there.
Boney James, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Thanks so much. It's great to be with you guys.
Label, thank you so much for coming onto the show.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
Music.
This is the Jazz Queen with the Smooth Jazz News Minute.
With the smoothest show on internet radio, your hosts, the Jazz Queen and Mike Reynolds.
Hello and welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz. This is Jazz Queen coming to you from Las Vegas along with my co-host Mike Reynolds. Mike, how are you?
I'm doing okay today, Terry. It's nice weather out, so I'm doing great now.
Yes, we have having good weather here too in Vegas, and it's starting to heat up, so you know me, I'm not looking forward to the Las Vegas summers here with 100 degree plus heat, but nothing I can do about that. Let me welcome to the chat room the guests, Joe from Germany, Mr. Curtis McGee, welcome to you all. If you would like to join us in the chat room, go to talkingsmoothjazz.com and click on the radio show page, and there you will find a drop-down menu and choose Talking Smooth Jazz. That'll bring you right to the profile page. Click on the play chat button, and that'll bring you right into the chat room. You can also call in and speak with our guest, drummer Jarrell J. Fly Flynn, at 646-716-5485, 646-716-5485. One of the most sought-out drummers in the business, Jarrell J. Fly Flynn, has played with Kelly Price, Tony Braxton, Jill Scott, Keith Sweat, Jennifer Holliday, Wayman Tisdale, and more. Mr. Flynn, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz. Jarrell? Oh, I lost him. Mike, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, I just lost Jarrell. So give him a few minutes to call back in. So while we wait for that, Mike, let's go ahead and talk about your announcement.
Okay, well, just let everybody know we'll be doing a Talking Smooth Jazz and Mastermind Entertainment Life at a Jazz series. And we're trying to put this thing together for the purpose of, you know, introducing the fans to the newer artists of the genre. You know, everybody knows that I post a lot of crazy stuff on Facebook, and a lot of people hit me up about, you know, these new artists need to be given a chance and need to be seen and heard. So we just want to give them an opportunity to, you know, be seen in front of the fans so that they can, you know, create some fans for themselves. And also we'll be also having some established artists as well come through. So we're setting up some stuff now, but the first show will be May the 14th with guitarist David P. Stevens from out of Philadelphia. He has a CD called The Shed. Very, very good. It has Steve Cole, Gerald Beasley, and Curl Riddick on there. It's a nice, nice CD. So, and him, and we've got a special guest as well. It's going to be Acharad Jr.
So, all right. There you go, people. All right. Well, we have Mr. Flynn back on. Jarrell, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Doing well. How are you?
I'm great. It's rainy down here in Atlanta, so that might be why I'm having a little difficulties right now, but we're good.
Oh, okay. I wanted to let you know that I had one of your fans on the phone. She had called in to listen, but I lost her as well. So her name is Anita.
Okay. Cool.
Hopefully she'll call back in to listen in. All right. So now I read that you are the youngest of 8 kids.
Yeah, grew up
the baby in the family.
Yeah, mom and dad. All of us have the same mom and dad, and that's a real blessing. And I grew up. It's 7 boys and 1 girl. So, yeah, I'm being the youngest out of eight.
Seven boys and one girl. Did you guys spoil the girl? Are you very protective of her?
Yeah, she, that's probably why she can't really date nobody, because all of us, we have to be the approvers of them all. So, yeah. Right. It's funny, though. We're the only, we have eight in our family, and my dad was like the only child. So,
wow.
I guess he didn't want us to grow up like he did. yeah.
I let your sister hate bringing anybody home growing up. Oh my gosh,
yeah,
that's funny.
Now,
Sherelle, now, like I said, you grew up the youngest out of eight. Now, how did you get the nickname J Fly?
Well, if you look at my name, you see Jarrell Flynn, and it's the first initial of my first name and the first three initials of my last name. And in high school, I played sports. I played basketball and football. And I actually couldn't stand this guy. He used to keep calling me J-Fly, J-Fly. He would make fun. And it was kind of crazy. The older I got, the more it stuck, because more and more people started calling me J-Fly. And now it's a trademark. You know, when people hear J-Fly, they know it's, you know, Jarrell the drummer.
Wow. So now, right, as the youngest of eight kids,
mm-hmm,
how did you, let's go into your background about starting playing drums. How did you start that?
Well, how I started, being the youngest, you try to mimic and imitate your older brothers. I mean, the one thing I was blessed to say I had was brothers and a dad in the house that I could pattern myself out there. I didn't really have to look outside the house to say I want to be like this person or be like that person. I just wanted to imitate and be like my brothers and my dad. So doing that, my family was, you know, we grew up in a church, and my mom was a preacher and my dad was a deacon, and my mom was one of the moms like, as long as you're in church, you're going to be doing something. You ain't going to just be here hanging out. So, with that said, you know, if it was an instrument open or available, I had to be occupying it. And I will say, you know, when you're growing up and you're being trained as a child, a lot of stuff you don't value when you're growing up, but the older you get and you go to looking back, you're like, wow, I'm really glad they made me do that. Like, I'm glad they made me eat the spinach when I was young. Now I want to eat the spinach. So I'm glad that they made me, you know, be involved, and they were so active in my life and saying, you know, we're going to make the choices for you until you understand and value, you know, the gift that God has given you.
All right. I like that. I like that. She kept
yeah.
you guys busy, kept you out of
right.
trouble. And that,
right.
Yeah.
Right.
That's good.
Right.
That's good
right.
because I read that you grew up, the neighborhood that you grew up in was kind of rough.
Yeah,
so,
I mean, really, it really was. And, you know, it was actually scary sometimes, you know, all of us in the house. And, you know, one night I remember being probably about 9 or 10, looking out my window and, like, really seeing this guy. And at that age, I didn't know what it was, but this guy was sniffing some up his nose. And you know, I was like, Mom, what is he doing? And, you know, she didn't really want to tell me. So she kind of sheltered me from it. But the older I got, I realized what was going on. I mean, sometimes people would be shooting back and forth across the street. I mean, we had three clubs across the street. So it was one of those neighborhoods where everybody knew us and knew we went to church. And it was so ironic. Out of all that crime, our house never got broken into, because everybody knew when we left or when we came. And, you know, even in the midst of all that storm and terror and fighting and stuff, we still was protected by God in the midst mm-hmm. of being in that valley. So, you know, yeah, mm-hmm. I really, really appreciate that upbringing in itself.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That gives me goosebumps to hear you say that. That reminds me of the Passover
mm-hmm.
passage in the Bible. It reminds
mm-hmm.
me of that. Wow.
Right,
okay.
right.
Okay. All right. Well, now, you sent me four songs, and the name of your CD is Protect the Innocent.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. And then the name of your band, he has a fusion funk band called Cat Food, but it's spelled K-A-T for cat, and then food is spelled P-H-U-D.
Right.
I like that.
Right. Right, right. It was different, and Protect the Innocent, really, when we did this, it was about four to five years ago, and it was a lot of fighting. That's when a lot of the fighting was going out, and a lot of the terrorism, you know, had just really been exposed to us as the U.S. of the stuff that was going on, and we was just trying to say, you know, Protect the Innocent, whether you're from the U.S., or from those neighboring countries that we were in battle with, you know, some of those people don't have the decision to fight. All they want to do is live and survive. And we were just saying, we were sending a message from a young band to say, don't forget about the people who's not making the decisions to say, you know, oil is $200 a barrel. You know what I'm saying? They just want to live and be at peace. So we were saying, you know, don't forget about the people that don't make the decisions of this war and protect the innocent.
Wow, that's great. That's cool. Now, Terrell, after you completed high school, you moved to Atlanta, Georgia, and you started going to school. And a young lady by the name of Kelly Price came up, and I guess she wanted you to, you know, join her tour, and you had a decision to make, and you decided to join her tour. So. Now, how did you get in contact, or how did she get in contact with you?
Well, it was funny. I was in a tech school, getting ready to become an electronics technology engineer, but that wasn't my passion. I was good with electronics, but a bass player by the name of Trey Gilbert, I had played with him a lot, and he was presented to be the music director for this tour. And he asked me, he was like, man, I know, and this is not everybody's path. I had one more semester to go, and he said, man, I'm getting ready to do this tour. Do you want to go with me? And it was a crossroads. I mean, I really didn't know that it would lead me here in my career, but I'm glad I made the decision to step up. And I have never had to look back since.
Mm-hmm. Now, you have worked with a lot of great artists in your career, and I would like to ask you your experience getting some feedback.
So, you say you want to ask me my experience, and
I want to ask you your experience about some of the ones that you've worked with.
Oh, man, and it's so crazy because I've worked with so many artists like this. Like in the past 2 years, I've done Sunday's Best, and I did Soul Train Awards. I played for all the artists on both shows, and then I played with a lot of the jazz greats. Like coming up, I'm going to be working with Air Marathon, and I played with Jeff Lover and all those cats. And then I do a lot on the R&B because I'm out on the road with Bobby Brown and Peabo Bryson and Shantae Moore. And the thing I've noticed from the U.S. all the way to Japan or wherever we go, great music is great music, and music is universal. I mean, if it's good, people gravitate to it. And, you know, to see the artists that the general public may see, but to know them behind the scenes, you know, from Bobby Brown to Peabo Bryson to Shantae Moore to, you know, New Edition, all of these people have a genuine concern and desire to be great musicians. And one of my goals now is to really keep the true art form. And we kind of slipping away from people really being musicians because people want to program and not take the time to put 4 or 5 hours a day into learning the instrument. But I'm really dedicated to still developing musicians that pick up a horn or pick up drums or go learn the piano itself. So, you know, the thing I can say is the common thread with all musicians that I've been playing with is they are true musicians and they love music.
Okay, I have to ask you about your experience with Wayman Tisdale.
Oh, wow. I mean, if you could ever experience sun after the rain, that sun, sum up Wayman. I mean, even if you ain't know him, he just come in, and he's a big guy, but he was so bubbly and so full of just joy. Even, like, I did a show with him, and this was the first time he had hurt his leg, and he came in on crutches. He's like, man, you know, I'm going to have to sit down the whole time, but I'm good. I mean, he was just laughing, and even when he played, it was just, I mean, he enjoyed playing so much. I mean, it's like when you see a clown in front of kids, how kids just love to be around. I mean, that's how Wayman was in the music industry. He wasn't a clown, but his energy was so vibrant and so alive and so, like, outreaching. Like, you just had to change your mood if you was feeling sad around that guy.
Wow. And Bootsy Collins.
Yeah, another legend in the industry. I mean, Bootsy is one of the original funksters, as I like to say. And I had a chance to play with him and Cameo as it relates. But, you know, Bootsy is every bit of what you see. You know, all the colors, all the glitter, that is Bootsy all day. All the baby, all that stuff. That is Bootsy. That is Bootsy Collins. But he's a great guy, though. I mean, really, real approachable. I mean, and all the stuff he's done, he never comes off as backup on Bootsy Collins. Never.
Okay.
Right. Now, before we get into the music, Jarrell, I want to ask you one more question before we get into the music. Now, you said that most of the referrals that you've received over the years have come from bass players versus any other instrumental person on the on the set. Now, why is it the connection between a bass player and the drummer that you get most of your referrals from them?
Well, I see bass player and drummers like host and co-host. You have to, you know, be in the same mindset to be able to make the show flow with seamless gaps, and that's a marriage in rhythm. If you got a bass player and a drummer that don't agree, you know what I'm saying, that's going to be a catalyst for music not flowing like it needs to flow. And most bass players tend to tell me that I make them play bass easier. I mean, I play with, like I say, Wayman. You know, I've had pleasures of playing with so many different bass players and legendary people. So even when I did Sunday's Best, Ray Chu called Atlanta and asked a bass player who was the drummer of choice. And, you know, I got a call. Over 4 million people stay in Atlanta, and God, you know, said you was the guy for the position. So that's where it happened. It's a marriage between bass and drums.
Okay. All right, we are talking to drummer Jarrell J. Fly Flynn. His CD is called Protect the Innocent. Their band is called Cat Food. And Jarrell, I'm going to play TNT first, so tell me about this one.
TNT was written by the guitar player Derek Scott. And, you know, he said he had written this song right after his mom passed. And I think he said he was in Indonesia when he wrote this song. And he said, you know, he was thinking about how good his mom was to him, and that's why the melody of the song has so much joy in it when you hear it. So big shouts out to Derek Scott for writing this song, TNT.
All right, here we go.
Thank you.
right. That was TNT from Protect the Innocent is the name of the CD. That was by drummer Jarrell J. Fly Flynn. And I'm getting some feedback. Are you near a computer, Jarrell?
No, I am not near a computer.
Okay. I'm just getting a little feedback in my headset. We interviewed a drummer, Eric Valentine, and he told us about the different types of woods that drums are made of and how each wood produces a different sound. Is there a particular wood that you prefer in your drums?
Well, the wood that I've been using lately has been birch, but I found myself, because I endorse the brand Tama, going to a mixture of wood, which is birch bobinga, and that has a greater projection because I've been doing so much live shows and on bigger stages, so it helps the sound to get out there a little bit more than other woods that I've experienced.
Okay. And what is your drum setup like?
I'm coming, nothing astronomical, two rack toms, two floor toms, two crashes on the left, ride cymbal, crash, effect cymbal, which is normally China, and, of course, hi-hats. But I do electronics and computers with Pro Tools and all that stuff, but it's pretty typical for the industry today.
All right. So now, Mike, did you have a question?
Well, I was going to ask Jarrell about his J-Flap Music Festival and how that came about.
Oh, my God, man. Everything that I'm going to say about me is always God-driven, and then it's reconfirmed. I had one of my brothers passed a couple of years ago, just suddenly after we was leaving the gym. But me not knowing this, he had told my sister that stays in my hometown of Waycross, Georgia, that I was going to do a festival, something big for the city of Waycross, and it was going to be done through music. And I had no clue of this, remind you. I hadn't heard of this. Nobody had told me. I was playing at a spot in Atlanta called Sambuca, which is no longer open, but a guy that was somewhat working in that place, doing some of the managing, came up to me. He's like, "Hey, J-Fly, man, you should do something in your hometown and make it like a big welcome back party for J-Fly since you've been doing so much music." Now, mind you, my sister and this particular manager know nothing of each other. So he said the exact same thing that my brother and my sister had talked about in my hometown. So that was enough confirmation for me. And, you know, I went down and did it. The first year was like 3,500 people. Jennifer Holliday came and sang with me and had some of my friends. And last year I did it after 7, and it was almost 10,000 people. And it's free to the public of Waycross. And, you know, I just go down and say, y'all, you know, I didn't have this exposure for concerts growing up. You know, I had to look on TV, and I just want to show and inspire younger people to say, hey, if J-Fly can come from Waycross and go to Atlanta and make it as a drummer, you know, I can do the same thing.
And speaking of young people, I read that you were setting up a foundation. Has that been done?
Yeah,
okay.
It's called How Big Is Your Dream? And, you know, when you're a drummer, and you have to kind of grow up in a Pentecostal church to witness this, but it's a million drummers that want to play in church. And you see a line of drummers just trying to get it in and trying to be the best this and best that. But, you know, what you really don't have is a dream for a person to say you can be a successful drummer and make a living at being drumming. Most of what I was told was, okay, you can play drums, but you need to go to school to have something to fall back on. I didn't have an image in front of me to say you can be a drummer, and if you work as hard as that doctor does when he's in school, you can survive and be a successful drummer. So since I've become a drummer that has been sustained totally by drum and music, I want to be that person for the young person growing up to say, okay, I want to be a keyboard player. How do I do it? and I want to try to eliminate some of the pitfalls that they may encounter by me being there to say, you don't have to do this, do this, do that. So it's somewhat of a mentoring campaign as well as to show them, okay, Jay Fly did it, I can do it.
There you go.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. And is there a website or someplace where people can go and get more information about the foundation?
Mm-hmm. It's called jflymusic.com. And JFly Music is J-F-L-Y Music, MUSIC.com. And it just, you know, it has everything about me. It has some of my discography on the page. It has my vision and my goals about the foundation. It even has stuff about you partnering up with the festival. It has tour dates and, you know, it has pictures and all stuff. So it's like a one-stop shop for everything that JFly does.
Mm-hmm.
All right, all right. Mm-hmm. Well, if you have any young listening, if we have any young artists out there listening, and we have interviewed some young artists. The youngest we've interviewed to date is 13 years old, and he's a drummer. His name is Taylor Barice.
Oh, wow.
And he's a drummer. So he was our youngest artist. And, you know, so if there are any young artists out there listening, check out this foundation, How Big Is Your Dream? Go to jflymusic.com and check out his information on that. Definitely.
Okay.
That's good.
I got one little seamless plug. I'm doing a birthday party on March the 24th. My birthday is March the 23rd. But what I'm doing, I'm going to have a lot of the artists that I've played with in the scene of Atlanta, from music to vocal artists. Sherelle is actually going to be from Saturday Love, the Saturday Love Sherelle. She's going to be singing on my birthday party, and Joey Somerville, Eric Essex, just a lot of notables that has been in the music scene, but they're going to be at my party. And one thing I'm doing is I'm bringing all these musicians together to show that aside from any gig that we get, aside from any show that one may be getting paid $2 more, that we can get along and just create music. Because that's what we got in this business to do, is to inspire and change lives. Because music is a ministry, and that's why so many people love it. It ain't color, it ain't race, it ain't age. It's a ministry.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just trying to recreate and reemphasize, stop pimping music. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
Love
and where
it,
is your party going to be again?
It's going to be in Atlanta at the Georgia Railroad Depot, and that's at Underground Atlanta. You can't miss it. If you get in Atlanta, Georgia Railroad Depot, it's a building that they do a lot of the political stuff here. But I'm just going in and doing a party and, you know, stepping out and just having faith that God is going to do whatever. And people have been joining in. I've been having people calling saying they want to volunteer. I got a call all the way from Baltimore of artists that want to fly down just to be, you know, on the show. And, you know, it's going to be a night that we're going to try to change lives through music.
You see how you put me out there like that, Terry? See how you put me out there like that? Didn't even call my name. That was just going for me. See how you put me out there? You know, he had to call no name, but he put me out there.
I did not call no name, though. Did I call a name?
Nah, man, he didn't call no names. I'm just saying, I knew he was talking about, man. I knew he was talking about. Yes, we're going to try to make it down there. We're going to try to make it down there for real.
Yeah, it's going to be the place to be. And like I said, it's just about creating the energy. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to try to have a Woodstock in Atlanta, but it's going to be some energy that you know, that you want to take with you. So, yeah, I'm excited about it.
That's great. And happy early birthday to you. That's
awesome. Thank you. And upcoming stuff, I'm actually flying out Sunday because I got to play on The View. Bobby Brown has been promoting his new single, Get Out the Way. So, you know, his mom just passed, and, you know, he's been dealing with stuff, but Bobby is really trying to turn things around. I mean, a lot of people see that the press will make you, you know, believe anything, but I'm telling you, I know this guy personally, and he's really a good dude, I promise you. He's really a good dude. I mean, so, but we're going to be doing that. And, you know, I don't think it airs as we play, but we will be on there Monday in New York doing The View.
Okay, cool. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I noticed you played on the Tom Joyner cruise. Now, mm-hmm. what's that experience like? I keep hearing that's like the party of all parties.
Yeah, it's crazy because the first time I did it, I was probably like 26. I was on there with After Seven, and I was like, man, you know, I had never experienced. I had no idea what it was going to be. I'm like, man, I'm going to be on this water for 7 days. I am not feeling this. But I tell you, man, I tell you, before I know it, I was up 2 straight days. I mean, just it's because it's so much going on, and you just can go to so many concerts. And the last recent time I did it, I was out there. I did it 2 years back-to-back with Mike Phillips. And, you know, it's a real powerful thing. If you look behind the scenes and see all the stuff that Tom is donating proceeds to, you know what I'm saying, it's so much. You know, the party and the music is one thing, but the thing, as I get older, I've been looking at, okay, what is the true message behind what you're doing? Are you just getting rich? Or are you inspiring people? Are you changing people's lives? And I really see that, you know, Tom is making a lot of donations to charities and different organizations through the Tom Joyner cruise.
That's one cruise that I have yet to be on. I don't think Mike has been on it either.
I've been on that one and Capital. But I tell you, there are some great cruises to go out on.
Okay. All right, I want to get to one more song, and that was going to be Confused. Now, who is singing this one?
Actually, the keyboard player is singing it, and the keyboard player is named Daniel Moore. He is the second keyboard player on the Monique Show. He plays the organ stuff. He has dreadlocks and stuff, and he has a project out. You know, but, yeah, it's funny how this song came about. We was trying to get one more song for the record, and we was just tired. We was like, man, we have a mental block. And we was packing up, getting ready to leave, and the guitar player just started playing this rhythm, and all of us got back on our instruments, and Daniel wrote lyrics to the song. That's how it happens.
Wow. All right, from the Protect the Innocent CD, this is Confused.
Mm-hmm.
Lost your mind. You think I'll spend my life with someone who's constantly nagging me. I told you when I met you, music was my agenda. You said you supported my dream, but now you get mad. Think I don't love you bad, and I'm so confused.
I'm so confused.
Girl, I don't know what. It's dinner time, but that doesn't mean I don't care. Cause if you just stop and think about it, I ain't always had love, I can live without it. So making me choose is unfair. Can we go back to the love that we had? I'm so confused. Girl, I don't know what else you want me. Through, so it won't be confused.
was Confused from the Protect the Innocent CD. Okay, that was a little surprise.
Yeah, that was hot. That was a hot song right there. Now, if you guys made that while you were tired and ready to go home, I had to see what you guys doing when you guys just getting the fin there, got a lot of energy. That was hot.
Definitely. Now, Jarrell, did you watch the NAACP Awards last night?
No, I didn't. I had a show. Actually, we're doing this thing with I'm playing with this bass player down here called The Music Store. And we had a show last night, and he's trying to create a music move where you're able to go in and hear any genre of music within inside of one concert. So, you know, big shouts out to Trey Gilbert for doing that. But, I was working, so I didn't get a chance to see it.
Well, Tyler Perry won for Best Movie for Colored Girls.
Wow.
And I ask you that because Jarrell has appeared in two of Tyler Perry's movies, I Can Do Bad All by Myself and The Family That Prays. So how did you get these parts, and what parts did you play?
I got the bass player called me, that's the music director for Tyler Perry, and I was actually supposed to be in Madea, but I was out on the road, and he called me again. He was like, man, you know, Tyler needs this and needs that, so... And I Can Do Bad All by Myself. I was the drummer that had braids when they came into the church scene. And, you know, they were finding somewhat their reconnection with reality. And then I Can Do Bad All by Myself. I played in the first scene with the lady. Her name slips my mind, but she had the afro, the very first scene, and I played with Mary J. Blige in her scenes, and then I played on the very last scene when they was coming out of the church. Oh, the lady name was Taraji Henderson.
Okay, yeah. All right, and then The Family That Prays?
Yeah, I did that church scene when they came in the church,
okay,
when they had went on the whole vacation, and when they came back, and she was, Cicely was trying to tell her about herself and how she needs to be. So they went in the church to somewhat kind of, I guess, to rededicate their lives to God or whatever. So I was on the drums, and they showed me dead center.
Oh, cool.
Okay.
Right,
I tell you,
right.
You he's some nice bass player friends, I tell you that.
Yeah,
really.
Yeah, they called me, and they be like, you know, this, that, and the third. So, I hardly ever get drummer referrals, which is strangely. Sonny Emery is one big influence in my musical career. It's all good. You know, God sends who you need. So I don't question the pack.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's true. I have a phone call, area code 404-227. Welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Hi, Terrell. This is Deanna. Hi, Terry. I'm Mike. How are you guys?
Hey, wow. Hi.
Looks like you guys are getting the conversation going. It's all heated. I'm happy to hear Jarrell on the station. Actually does a whole lot that has not been exposed. And this is a great opportunity. I'm serious. This is a great opportunity for him to be able to showcase his talent. And I'm just happy, Terry and Mike, that you actually put forth a strong effort to get him on the show, because he's really busy. So I must say you are very fortunate to get him
on. Wow, this is amazing.
Well, we're happy to have him on.
Wow.
We are really blessed to have him here in Atlanta, and oftentimes great artists, musicians, producers, promoters, are under the radar. No one really knows who they are, and it's just time for exposure for many. Jarrell has actually done a lot of promotions here, a lot of events, and have helped expose quite a few artists that none of us had ever heard of before. I went to his party, had New Year's Day.
Wow.
Which was really nice. nice. Yeah, I was there. Marcus Anderson and Joey Somerville all was there. And you had a young lady that was there from Canada that performed.
Right.
And I must say, you are open and honest, because she said, well, I was a little worried at first about her. I didn't think she was going to make it.
Right. Wow.
I was like, okay. You must really, really, really have a little bit more faith in her. But she did well. And I'm looking forward to your birthday bash. So I will be there. I got invite, so I'll be there.
Wow.
But keep doing your thing.
I appreciate it. I guess it's so weird to have a drummer that actually promotes shows and stuff. And again, guys, this is something that I didn't ask for. You know, kind of what happened with me is I take this motto, and it's a motto that I created for myself. I say I can either complain while following somebody, or I can take the lead and make and be different. So
make a difference.
Right. So I was like, you know, I keep complaining about what people do when they do their shows. So what can I do to do something different and be effective and motivating? So that's where this whole, you know, the Flytrap is the band that does all my, so it's like J Fly and the Flytrap. And the Flytrap doesn't limit itself to seeing the same musicians every time, but to know that the integrity that the music is going to be presented is going to be high, and you're going to enjoy the show.
There you go.
Well, now, you know what? That's a great opportunity for you to replace Sambuca and call it the Flytrap.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right. I mean, kind of like what they said, the Boom Boom Room.
Definitely.
But yeah, we're definitely on a move. I mean, I received two Black History moments in February, just to let you all know that, man. I don't do this stuff for accolades. I just want to be seen as somebody that's trying to make an effective change on people's lives. And somebody saw to say, you know, for being one of the only drummers to have a festival named after himself. And then I got noted for being a young, up-and-coming motivator and changer. So, you know, in Black history that almost went right by us unrecognized, I thank God for giving people the insight to recognize me.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's definitely
wow. All right. Well, cool. Well, thank you, Miss Anita, for giving us a call.
This is Deanna, Terry.
I'm sorry, Deanna. My bad, Deanna.
That's all right. No, not a problem. I know you're talking to me a lot.
No, that's not all right. I mispronounced your name, so I apologize for that.
That's
all good.
It's not a problem.
Okay.
Anyway, Drell, I'll see you on your birthday bash. I'm looking forward to seeing Eric Essens as well.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be
He's a bad man, I tell you.
Yeah,
he really is.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
All right, you guys have a blessed one. Talk to you later.
Thank you, Deanna.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
All right. Well, you have a lot going on, Mr. Flynn, a lot going on. So that's good news. That's good news. So where can people pick up Protect the Innocent?
It's weird, but we haven't played together in a year. I still have CDs, though. If a person would want to buy or order CDs, they can contact me through my website, jflymusic.com, or they could get it on CD Baby. But the spelling of it is KHATPHUD, and they can get it through CD Baby. We're on iTunes as well. But the quickest way to get it is probably just to directly contact me through my website and say, you know, we want that record.
All right. JFlyMusic.com is the website. He is also on Twitter. You can follow him there, Jarrell Flynn. So check him out. He's on Facebook. So send him a friend request on Facebook and follow him on Twitter and keep up with this. This extraordinary drummer.
I'm pretty sure.
Yes, definitely. All right. Mike, do you have any more questions?
No more questions from me. That's it from me.
Well, I wish I was living in Atlanta so I could come to your birthday bash, but I know it's going to be a great one.
Yeah, it's going to be a blast. I wish you were, too.
It's going to be a good one. But happy birthday again. Have fun with this birthday bash. And thank you for giving us the opportunity to speak with you.
Well, I appreciate it. I appreciate it. Anytime. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, and I'm going to give you a call later to let you know if we're going to be able to make it down there for the birthday bash so we can, set something up and everything. So.
Okay. All right.
All right now.
All right, J Fly, you have a great day, and we will see you on Facebook.
All right, thank you. Good talking to you guys.
Okay, Terrell.
You too.
All right, bye-bye.
Thanks, bye-bye. All right, that was Jarrell J. Fly Flynn. Again, you can find him on Facebook, on Twitter, under Jarrell Flynn. And his birthday bash, for those of you in the Atlanta area, is Thursday, March 24th. It will be held at the Georgia Railroad Depot, and it features Phil Davis, Joyce Somerville, Ron James, Ryan Kilgore, Eric Essex. There's also going to be a new artist showcase with Brian Andrews, Anthony Papamichael, and other surprise guests. It's going to be from 7 to 12 a.m., and that is Thursday, March 24th. So you definitely want to check that out if you are in the area. All right. Tomorrow we are talking to singer Toni Redd about her new CD, In the Key of Red, and that is tomorrow at 1 p.m. Pacific. This next weekend is the last weekend for the Contemporary Jazz Awards, the Oasis Contemporary Jazz Awards being held in San Diego, March 10th through the 13th. And there are a gazillion artists at this event. It's going to be so, so nice. Keiko Matsui, Brian Simpson, Brian Culberson, Kitty Lattimore, Derek Allen, just to name a few people that are going to be there, George Duke, Peter White, Rick Braun. It's just going to be a great, great time. For more information about this event, go to www.oasisjazzawards.com. You can now buy individual tickets for events so that, help you with the ticket prices. So this is going to be great. Great weekend events from Thursday through Sunday. And Toni is going to be there as well, Mike, right?
Yes. Yes, Toni Exum Jr. will be playing at the official Thursday night new music night. It's going to be at Humphrey's Backstage on March the 10th. I think the tickets are $35 in advance, and there'll be, I think it's $30 in advance and $35. And then you can get VIP with a special meet and greet with all of the artists that will be there. And in addition to Toni, Joyce Somerville will be there, Cindy Bradley, singer, saxophonist Andre Delano, Will Donato, and it'll all be hosted by Slim Man, and it is sponsored by smoothjazz.com. And like I said, it's going to be hot. I mean, Toni's ready. He told me that Joey's ready. I know Cindy Bradley, she always brings it. Andre Delano, he puts on one hell of a show, so it's going to be a hot night. So anybody that's in the area, go to the show. You will not regret it. I'm telling you, it's going to be hot.
Yep, and tickets, the general admission tickets for that is $30 March 1st through the 9th, and then $35 at the door. VIP includes a meet and greet. Those tickets are $35 March 1st through the 9th, and then $40 at the door. So that is going to be at Humphrey's Backstage Live. That, again, will be hosted by Slim Man. Cindy Bradley will be there. Olivia Duhon, D-U-H-O-N, I hope I pronounced that right. Will Donato, Joey Somerville, Toni Exum Jr., and Andre Delano. Doors open at 10, and this starts after the night of tribute at the Balboa Theater. So that's going to be, it says show starts following night of the tribute at the Balboa Theater. So that is the part of the Oasis Contemporary Jazz Awards event held in San Diego, March 10th through the 13th. So check that out if you're in the area. All right. All right, I want to thank those in the chat room. Chris, Joe from Germany, Mr. Curtis. Thank you, Curtis, the guest. Thank you all for joining us. Those of you listening outside of the chat room, thank you for doing so. And if you are listening to an archive show, thank you so much for listening. You can follow me on Twitter, Jazz_Queen. You can follow Mike, The Daily Grind, THADAILY,
because it's what?
Grind.
Because it's THA because it's what? Because it's cool.
It's cool. You're crazy because it's cool, people. Hot fire because it's cool. Also, check us out on Facebook. We have fan and group pages Talking Smooth Jazz, so check those out and join those on Facebook. And as always, and our website, TalkingSmoothJazz.com and Mastermind.com. And that's Master-Mind.com. So check out those two brand new websites that we just launched a week ago or so. So check those out. And as always, support the artists. The artists that we interview on the show and artists that you go and see, your favorite artists, whoever it is that you like, support them by purchasing their music and by going to see them perform that music live. This is how they make their living. So please support the artists by doing that. All right, Mr. Reynolds, if you don't have anything else, I'm going to close with another song from the CD. This song is called Sharda, and this song has a lot of drum solos in it, so you can get a chance to hear Jay Fly playing on the drums. Tune in tomorrow for our interview with singer Tony Redd at 1 o'clock p.m. Pacific to talk about her new CD, In the Key of Red. All right, you have been listening to Talking Smooth Jazz with your host, the Jazz Queen.
And Mike Reynolds.
And we look forward to talking smooth jazz with you again next time. Until then, keep it smooth.